By the way, I really am feeling the love in the room today, and the energy and the enthusiasm. I so appreciate it. It's awesome. You know, somebody said thank you for being here, and I'm just so thankful to be here. I'm really excited to be here with all of you, and I got a chance to shake some hands and visit with a few of you and take some pictures, and hope to do more of that today. So, Wayne, my business partner, he is a pretty cool guy, a lot of fun, and a real in-the-moment guy. And you hear some of them like, yeah. So those people know Wayne. And he's a brilliant guy, very, very smart, strong visionary, and is about life, about just quality of life and living life. And him and I, we met in 1996, about the time that I met Dwight, and we became best of friends back then and did really well together. I was very, very fortunate. You know how sometimes it's not about who you bring into the business, it's you introduce a few, who introduced a few, who introduced a few, and you know, and by the way, usually, even though a lot of you think, oh, I know this superstar, this person, if I get them in the business, they're going to be a superstar, most of the time, that person doesn't end up being a superstar. I mean, that's just kind of the way that it is. Usually what happens when you start to really achieve some success in this type of business, you introduce someone who introduced someone, who introduced someone, who introduced someone, and you keep nurturing that, and somewhere down the line, that's where somebody usually will just kind of come to the surface. Well, that's what happened for me when things started to turn around for me in network marketing in that second year. I had introduced somebody who introduced somebody who introduced somebody who introduced somebody who introduced Wayne Nugent, and that's how we met. And then Wayne actually introduced me to my wife as well. I mean, so he's I know, it's touching, very touching. So anyways, Wayne got me into travel as a rep. He'd been trying to get me into travel for years. He got into travel very early on. He was like a kid in a candy store when he saw travel because he loves traveling. He loves exploring the world. I mean, he got into the Marines to serve the country, but a very close second was to travel the world. And so when he saw the direct sales and travel together, and he has become a student, really watching what other prior companies that have tried to do what we are doing, you know, what they did right, what they did wrong, and he consulted with companies, and the company that we were in prior to World Ventures was a travel company. It was the first time for me to get into travel. Him and I were the number one and the number two income earners, and unfortunately and fortunately, that company wasn't the right company. It just wasn't the right company. As well as we were doing financially, it wasn't one of those companies that was really understanding the future, really investing in the future, didn't have the right vision to go where we wanted to go. And I had some concerns. You know, prior to that, I was with the company for several years that I saw making a lot of mistakes. And so I met with him at Jason's Deli in Irving, Texas, and I was like, Wayne, what are we going to do? And he had been trying to spend time with the owner of that company, explaining him, here's what you need to do. And he was giving him basically everything, every idea that we use to start World Ventures, our unique business model, he was giving that freely to that company, really trying to do whatever we could to make that company work. And he said, Mike, you know, if there was ever a perfect travel network marketing company, this is what it would look like. And he's sharing it, his vision, and he's excited about it. And this is, again, what he had just been spending time talking to this company owner about. And the concept was so much bigger and more exciting than what we were doing, my mouth about dropped to the floor. And I was like, Wayne, we would be crazy not to start this company. And so that's kind of how World Ventures started. We said, okay, let's do this. And Wayne and I didn't feel like we were either of the two guys that we thought would be the best CEO of World Ventures at the time. We wanted to get the very best of the best talent. And so we went after who was our dream potential CEO. We went and met with him, Dan Stamen. And we met with him at Starbucks. It was, you know, late at night. And, you know, before there was even a PowerPoint, it was just a vision. And Dan says, I'm in. And then we went to the next person, our operations person. I'm in. And then the next person. And then the top leaders from that company. Everybody was just in. It was just kind of a miraculous, the way that that all came together. And I, even though Wayne had learned early on how to integrate having a good time, for those that know Wayne, does he know how to have fun? Yes. Okay, so what I want to say is, I didn't say that. You guys said that, right? He knows how to have a good time. He is about having fun and living life. And I can tell you, he's a very hard worker. He's very ambitious. He's very committed. He's a very passionate person. And so that's the way that he had been built. He had figured out how to do this network marketing thing and have fun while he was doing it. Like one of his rules early on is, you know, when he had a new recruit, if you're going to work with me, your first job is for you to be a pleasure for me to work with. Right? It's an interesting way of looking at your business. And he just learned to integrate a lot of those things in a way. And he also, that was one of his draws in the travel. He's like, whatever it is I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be involved in the product. I'm going to be talking about the product. What more fun could I have talking about traveling around the world and experiencing new things? And so then we had the tagline when we started the company, and that was make a living, living. We joked at the corporate offices, me many times from stage, I said, you know, those of us at corporate, we make a living working. So you guys can make a living living, right? Yeah. And that's a good thing, right? You want your, the people at the corporate office working. And but I want to, you know, just how has World Ventures affected me personally? This is one big way. I was in the first 2-3 years of World Ventures, I was starting to experience a lot of breakdown in my life personally. And I was having a breakdown in my marriage. I was having breakdown with my health and my energy, and I continued to look and dive into what was at the heart of it, but a big part of it was the stress involved in my life. And so even though I worked for this company that was about great quality of life and enjoying life and make a living living, I was out there just doing what I had done for years and years and years. I hadn't learned what Wayne had learned. I hadn't learned how you can enter, you can, these two don't, it doesn't have to be one or the other. You can have a great time, enjoy your life, great quality life, and ambitiously pursuing your goals and not have less success of it. You can have as much or more success because of it. And so then I started to study those types of things. Right now in psychology, which is really cool, psychology for the past several decades was mainly about disease, you know, what's wrong with you, what needs to get fixed, okay, what do you need to clear up? But now, what's really this big movement that's happening is the science of happiness, and the science of happiness, because a lot of us, we believe this thing that if we're going to have success, we got to sacrifice, and then someday we can have success. That does work for people. Hey, by the way, I was a poster boy for that one. Okay, that's what I did. I worked real hard and I achieved success, and there's a lot of great rewards from that. But really, the better way to achieve success is to have happiness today, learn to have a great quality of life today, enjoy every step in your life today, and that happiness attracts more success in your life. You're having more fun when you're working, you have more energy when you're working. And so this is some of the most exciting things that are happening in business today. You look at Southwest Airlines. one of the most successful companies on the planet. They excelled and were one of the best companies on Wall Street when other airlines were doing what? Going out of business, not surviving. Southwest Airlines wasn't surviving, it was thriving when other companies were failing. And do you think the people at Southwest Airlines enjoy working at Southwest Airlines? If you've flown on Southwest, you know they do. There's nothing fake about it. You know, I fly probably more on American than I do on Southwest Airlines, and there's a difference. So companies like Zappos, companies like Patagonia, I mean, there's lots of companies, the Container Store, they're learning and getting that if we can get a team that's really having fun, that's really enjoying what they're doing, that they got a more of a kick in their step when they're working. They're more creative. They're gonna work better in a more synergy and partnership with other people. And so these have become some of my own personal learning lessons. And what I was doing was I was so caught up in the next thing, that you know, what's that next text message? You know, always looking at my phone, always thinking about that next meeting. You know, because that was my success formula. It was like go, 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 go. I'm not saying don't go, 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 go. Do that. Okay, I'm not saying don't do that. Do that. What I'm saying is don't lose sight of what's happening in the moment as well. Okay? And as you're doing that and getting more present, your life starts to open up for you. And I know some of you live this way. And so for me, when I had this aha moment, this awakening, if you will, everything started to unfold for me. And my marriage turned around. And it wasn't just because of that. It was that plus information and knowledge and how I was able to grow from people that I met and information that I learned while being a part of this community. This community is incredibly powerful as far as what is possible. Because think about this. If you are working in a J-O-B, and you know there's some good companies out there, but I'd say most people out there, they're unsatisfied, and they have a limited thinking. They're not a real abundant, success-minded mindset out there. And so you could live one way just in life doing that thing like everybody else, kind of expecting just average results in your life, maybe some cynicism and that type of stuff going on with the people that you know, politics and, you know, all that yuck stuff, okay? Or you can be a part of a community like this. Not that you can't do both. You can do these simultaneously, but have a support group like this where you come in and you can't help but get charged up by being around these people. I mean, you can't. And the more you are part of the World Ventures culture, the more you care about people. I don't know that that's fair to say. What I would say is, yes, you can't help but it to raise your enthusiasm. And we're a very caring culture. We're a very values-focused culture. How World Ventures has changed me. That group that I told you, we had the directors and executives, the relationship that I have with mainly my executive team and managers, but I spend the most time with the executive team. I have the most history with them. That executive team it's crazy. It is crazy how much it's like, it's a brotherhood. It's a family back to back to back, and we're having fun, and we're all cheering each other along. We're there to help to support each other, this partnership and this trust. We got this trust amongst us that's amazing. Personal development, personal growth that I talk about here. There's a book that I really encourage you to get. Not necessarily your first book, but a book. It's called Crucial Conversations. Most people, when you have any problems or conflict, what is the main reason for that conflict usually? It comes down to one thing. Lack of communication. That's right. And so you misheard or mistook or missed something, and you create some story based on what you misheard or mistook or whatever. And then now, instead of acting a way that might have been different, now you got the story going on when you're talking to this person. Now you're acting a little bit different. So that story kind of gets in the way of your relationship. Well, this crucial conversation type stuff is, it teaches you how to go talk to people right away in a safe way, in a way that they're going to receive it, about little things. So if Robert says something and I take it a little bit wrong or I'm a little bit offended, instead of me just accepting that as what my meaning is, if I care about my relationship with Robert, I'm going to pull Robert aside, sit down with him. Hey, Robert, you know, I want us to have a strong relationship. You said so-and-so, so-and-so. Let me tell you how that made me feel. And then he gets a chance to respond. Well, this is so cool, guys. This is like really, really so cool, because I've taken that technology and I brought it in with my relationship with my wife. And so if I could describe what I would say would be the perfect relationship between a marriage, it would be where you and your spouse have got this vulnerability between the two of you that is so cool that one of you says anything good that person does, however little or big, that you appreciate, that you notice, that you like, you admire, you go and you talk to them about it right then. Anytime they say something that triggers you in a negative way or upsets you or anything, you go and you talk to them about that right away. And so you're talking about all, not just the negatives, not just the positives, talking about it all, being completely vulnerable, not holding stories inside, and then they're doing that same thing. And you got this flow going. That, man, is just so cool. Well, we got a relationship like that of our executive team where that's going on. And we also have that with a lot of our leaders in the company as well. And me and the people that I'm working with, we have never been a part of anything like this. This is like so cool. It's so fun and it's so rewarding. So it's richness of life, and it affects your energy. You are looking to build a team of people that are going to be really, they care about you, and they're your support group. They charge you. They give you energy. And there's a concept in business that's really hot right now, and it's about energy management. We all know about time management. Time management's important. Energy management is what a lot of people believe is even way more important than time management. And so when you're doing your thing, whatever your thing is, how charged are you? How good do you feel, you know? And that is affected by a lot of things. Did you get enough sleep last night? You know, are you taking some breaks? Are you exercising? Are you eating right? You know, so some things take some discipline, okay? But it doesn't take a lot. And I'm going to talk about how you can really start to make an impact in your energy. But those matter. By the way, you are a poster person being in World Ventures for a great quality of life. You want to have a lot of success? You want to exude that energy. You want people to feel that, not in a fake way, not like you're trying to hype it up or exaggerate it or anything. That is just real, and people get that. And I talk about stress. Stress is not the problem. Chronic stress was the problem for me. We need stress in our life. Stress makes us stronger. How do you build muscles? You work out with heavier and heavier weights. So you want stress in your life. The problem is when you have chronic stress, okay? So probably a bad thing to do would be getting up in the morning, drinking your coffee, smoking your cigarette, rushing to work in traffic, listening to the crap negative news, okay? Listening and hanging out with a bunch of negative people. And, you know, coming home exhausted, tired, burned out, and you can't provide anything for your family at that point, emotionally, mentally, anything, okay? That's not what you want in your life, okay? But you can have stress. Like when you're building your business, to do something that's uncomfortable, that's good. So it's moving outside your comfort zone. That's something you should look forward to. When I go into the gym and I work hard, I enjoy it. But I'm not like some people that go kill themselves for 2 hours because I know I can't stick with that. That's not sustainable, and I'm not going to want to do that again. So, but I don't. It's funny. Billy asked me earlier today. He said, because he knows that I care about fitness and stuff. He said, so you had an early morning flight coming in here today. So did you work out? And I said, yeah, I did a quick 5-minute workout. And he laughed, and I think he thought I was joking, but I really did a quick 5-minute workout. Yeah, and so there's I talk about the power of less. You know, really, success, what I've learned about success is much more about the little small things that you do over and over and over than it is about any of the big things. And there's a really good book called The Slight Edge that talks about this concept. And so it's the little things that you do that don't think, it doesn't seem like it's making a difference. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if you knew if you went into McDonald's and had a double Big Mac, do they have double Big Macs? Okay. A double Big Mac with cheese, and you got a Super Size Me milkshake and a Super Size Me French fries, and man, that stuff is good, right? And you're starving, and you go in there, and you're just eating that stuff. I mean, if when you were walking to McDonald's to go do that, if another guy was walking out that just had ordered that and ate that and grabs their chest, and they can't breathe, and they fall to the floor, and they're, you know, vibrating, and then they die, would that have an impact on whether or not you ordered that food? Well, that's the thing about success and failure, by the way. With success, or failure, it's those little things that you do over time. They don't seem like they make a difference, but over time, they make a difference. And so if this is you, and this is today, right? Here's your today. And we're looking 5 years out. And here you are, and you've got a choice. You can make a simple positive judgment, okay? Or simple error in judgment. Simple discipline, simple error in judgment. A simple discipline would be, you know, eating a salad before your meal. Maybe order the same thing, but you got a nice big salad beforehand, so you're not going to eat as much of the crap, right? Just having a salad, that's a simple thing. It's not hard to do. But is it easy not to do? It's real easy not to do. And it might be, for some of you, a little uncomfortable. So simple discipline, simple error in judgment, right? Okay, so you do this over time. It's not that much of a difference in what you do. High intensity interval training is the type of exercise I was doing this morning. So I got on the elliptical, and I'm like hitting it heavy, you know, on the highest level for 30 or 40 seconds, and then on the lowest level, kind of less resting, help. Trying to get my breath back for about 20 more seconds, and then boom, I'm amping it up again. And then I do that on and off for about 4 minutes. And you get more of a cardiovascular workout in that 4 minutes than you would if you probably do 30, 45 minutes on the treadmill. Okay, you'll burn more calories, you speed up your metabolism, increases your heart strength, your lung capacity, and you don't have to kill yourself either. If you don't want to be on level 20, if level 4 is a little challenging at first, start somewhere, do something. But don't do anything that you don't think you're going to want to do the next day, because that's why most of us were looking for this short-term fix, what I can do today that tomorrow will change everything, and it just doesn't work that way. Okay, so you want to do something that you can see yourself consistently doing over time. Anything, over and over and over and over. And so that's with eating right, and that's with working out right. It's also another one, because I don't have a lot of time to talk, I'm going to use one other example, and that is personal development. We want you to come to these events so you can train and learn and grow. We want you to develop a team of people, a resource that are helping to create a positive influence in your life, a support mechanism. And readers are leaders. The book that made such a massive impact for me personally when we got started was Think and Grow Rich. Wayne would say, As a Man Thinketh. There's so many great success-minded type books out there. Tony Robbins has one that I love. Is it Awaken the Giant Within? Is that what it is? Awaken the Giant Within? So read this stuff, because what happens is if you think that people are bad, that's your belief. Is there enough evidence out there that that's true? Okay, if you believe that, though, and that's like your core belief, will that affect the way that you are in the world? Yes. Now, if you have the belief that people are good, is there enough evidence out there to believe people are good? Yes. Will that affect the way you think? Yes. So people want to know, what's the actions I need to take? What do I need to do to be successful? Really, you need to step back, and you need to be thinking about, how do I need to think? Those people that are really successful, what are they thinking? Because that's the difference maker. If you think like successful people, you start to make decisions like successful people will make. Those decisions lead to actions, and those actions lead to results. And so this right here, feeding your mind, is the most important thing that you can do. And so you try not to watch the crap TV. Garbage in is garbage out, and you try to put in as much good stuff as you can. And it doesn't take a lot. I mean, if you will read 15 pages of a book a day, you'll read about 10 books in a year. Okay, this is life changing stuff. It doesn't take a lot to read 15 pages. And if you don't like to read 15 pages, if that's hard for you, like it was for me when I was in college. I had to read every chapter twice in order to comprehend it, and it was just painful. Then listen to an audiobook. There's plenty of audiobooks. And do 10 to 15 minutes of an audiobook every single day. You do that every day, that will affect your life. So it's these things. It looks like this person right here is not any more successful than this person down here. The person that's not doing the 5-minute workout, or maybe even the 30 or 45 minute walk, you know, if that's what you want to do, or not reading, okay, versus reading. But what happens over time, you start to produce a compounding effect both ways. Okay, so this is where you're making small right choices, and this is where you're not making those small right choices. And over time, right at first, this is a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, okay, and it takes some getting used to. But if you pick the right things, you will enjoy it. If you want to stick to a healthy diet, find foods that you like that are healthy and just eat more of those. You can still do the same bad stuff that you're doing, but just eat more of the healthy stuff that you do like. Really, I mean, that makes a massive, massive difference, because it's not what you do in the next 30 days. It's what's going to happen over time. And so you do this. This might be a little bit uncomfortable, but this is maybe a little more comfortable. But over time, what happens is this becomes comfortable, and this becomes really uncomfortable. Okay, this is what you call success. This is failure. This is where, down here is blame. It's the family I grew up in. I didn't get that education that I should have got. It's the government has screwed me over. It's my job. This is the world of blame. Up here is accountability, okay? And this is fulfillment and happiness, and this isn't. So have a long-term approach. And so I want you to work hard. I want you to achieve all your goals. I want you to push hard. I want you to push past your limit. But more important to me than that is that what you do is sustainable and that you're enjoying the process along the way. Okay? It's as much about the journey as it is about the destination. It is about the prizes along the way. My life is forever changed because of World Ventures. I believe that if it wasn't for World Ventures, I wouldn't have the happiness and the fulfillment. I might have had the success or a version of the success doing something else. Possibly, I don't know. But I really, truly do not believe that I wouldn't have the quality of life that I have today, that I wouldn't have the quality of relationships with my wife and my kids and my family and my friends. I wouldn't have traveled to the places around the world that I've traveled to. That's another cool thing. I mean, it's your job to travel around the world and experience new places at World Ventures, right? There is something magical about being about a company that is built upon possibility. And so, there's more I wanted to share. Maybe I'll do it in my next section when we do Q&A. No, I really want. I'm going to stick to commitment because that's part of our commitment at World Ventures is trust, right? And our core values. Oh, by the way, I will make this request. Please, 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 read the core values. Integrate those core values in your life. Talk about those core values. They don't apply just to World Ventures. They apply to your family. The more you make that part of you, it's going to also give you a kick in your step about World Ventures. You're going to feel better about World Ventures. And call each other on the core values. Acknowledge each other when you guys are seeing somebody really representing the core values in a good way. Or if they're falling short, talk to them about it. Let's hold each other accountable. We want to hold you accountable, which we are. We also want you to hold us accountable. Which, by the way, our leaders are holding us accountable to those core values. And we hear people talking about it. They're calling us out where they see us falling short. And I'm glad I want that to happen. I know it's going to make us all greater. Thanks so much, everybody.